Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. Now, keep an eye out because spiders and snakes, they're out and they're about. And we've seen after the rain and humidity that there is a prediction that more you could spot more. And to talk more about this with me is the Australian Reptile Park Supervisor of Reptiles, Jake Manny. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. Morning.
So why are we likely to see our eight-legged friends and slippery serpents after that wet and humid period?
Yeah, well, both snakes and spiders are quite a fan of, I guess, the more humid conditions. And it's been a little bit cooler the last little period with the rain around as well. Mm. Despite what a lot of people think, snakes and spiders are actually quite susceptible to overheating. So these really, hot 40-45 degree summer days that we can get aren't ideal for them. They actually prefer the more humid, slightly cooler conditions like we're experiencing currently.
Absolutely. And I guess then if they are predicted to emerge, where are we likely to start encountering and seeing them?
Yeah, well, of course, I guess the most common place where people are likely to run into these creatures is out in the bush while they're bushwalking, or perhaps they're on a picnic or something like that. You may encounter a snake or a spider doing those kinds of activities. But people also need to be aware that, particularly if they're living on a more rural property, that you can find these creatures in your own backyard as well, and potentially even we see them coming inside, more so the spiders, particularly the funnel-web spider, as the males cruise around and start looking for the female, which is what they're doing at the moment. During the day, they need to find somewhere to hide away because they don't want to be caught out in the sunlight. Mm. Well, they can die quite quickly. So in the morning, when the sun begins to rise, they typically seek refuge in places like garages and even sometimes inside the house, that kind of thing. So it's something that people need to be aware of.
And now, if they do go inside houses and you're likely to catch one, I've always heard that, especially with funnel web spiders, they can actually pierce plastic if you try to capture them that way to release them or to bring them to the Australian Reptile Park. Is there a way you should go about safely removing them from your property?
Yeah, with a snake, for starters, if you do have a snake inside the house or in close proximity that's causing a bit of a risk, the best thing to do is call a licensed snake catcher and they can come out and safely remove and relocate that animal. But with the spiders, particularly the funnel web spider, fairly easy to catch. Of course, as you just mentioned, you want to be using a jar or a container that's quite sturdy. Mm. We recommend a glass jar, if you've got a jam jar or something like that, that works quite well. But they are a fairly simple spider to get into a jar, and then once you've done that, you can either release them, or in the case of the funnel web spiders, we do receive donations here at the Reptile Park, and then they can be included in our anti-venom program.
And now, as well, I've always, I guess, in a way, if we're going to encounter them more, do we know So when it comes to snakes and spiders, when we do encounter them, if we are, say, bitten in the process of just encountering them, what should we do?
Yeah, so the best thing you can do if you are bitten by a snake or a spider is, firstly, stay calm. Stay away from the animal to avoid further bites. But the best thing you can do is apply immediate first aid. So in the case of the funnel web spider or any of our venomous snakes, that is a pressure bandage. So you would bandage the entire limb. And what that does is slows down the movement of venom throughout your system and essentially buys you time to get yourself off to hospital. If you're doing that, then you're going to have a really great chance of survival. And once you get to the hospital, the medical staff will assess the situation and determine whether you may require the anti-venom or not.
And in cases of spiders, do we need to know what has bitten us? Should we watch out for any details or try and document any features of said spider?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to, don't try and catch it or anything like that. You don't need to take it to the hospital with you. Generally, unless it's a redback spider or a funnel web spider, the bite probably isn't going to be too dangerous, too life-threatening anyway. One thing I will mention is that for a redback spider, you do not want to be using the bandage. You actually want to apply an ice pack to the bite site. So it's fairly easy to tell the difference between a funnel web and a redback. Most people could do that. So, yeah, the first aid's a little bit different there, but for the snakes and spiders in general, you don't need to know what exactly bitten you, because if you get to the hospital, particularly with a snake, they can take a swab of the bite site and they can actually detect what species or at least what family of snake has inflicted the bite.
Absolutely, and that's such good advice there. Well, Supervisor of Reptiles at the Australian Reptile Park, Jake Manny, thank you for your time with me.
No worries. Thank you.